Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mind Your Subconscious podcast. Today is going to be a little bit of a different episode because it is going to be a life update. There has been so much going on in my life that I thought it would be cool to give you guys some looks behind the scenes. So, funny enough, I also was asking myself, do I want to be more private? Do I want to share more? You know, like, how do I find my balance between having an online business where I am the brand and where I, let's put it in air quotes, need to be visible versus having an online business and, you know, maybe not being visible so much and not being so much on stories or whatever. So with that, I was asking myself, how much do I want to share? And also in future. And what I want you to know is I'm not sharing everything. I'm not sharing everything at all. Like, I'm giving you what I want to give you because I want to remain a private person too. And that's okay. I don't need to put all my shit out there. I don't need to put all my wins out there. No. I'm just going to put out there what I think is most valuable for you to take. And that's it. So with this life update, let's backtrack a little bit. Because it is important for me to tell you how things have been since a few months. And what has happened was that I was in South Africa, and in South Africa the political situation and the economical situation is shit, to put it frankly, right? It's shit because I was literally living on a day-to-day basis where I needed to put myself first every single morning to function at a baseline level of good, not great, of good. Because in South Africa, if you don't know, you have what's called load shedding. If you have no power for 2 hours a day, you can call yourself lucky. That's a good day. On days where it's bad, and I mean really bad, you have 12 hours of no power. If you're rich, that does not affect you because you can have a generator, an inverter, or whatever, and you can still do everything that you want to do. If you're poor, like most of the people in South Africa, or if you're middle class, then it's going to affect you. If you have an online business and you constantly have to look, hey, do I need to turn the inverter on or not? Is it still time? Is the inverter going to last me for 4 hours of no power, or perhaps sometimes it's 6 hours, perhaps sometimes it's one full day without power, sometimes it is, you know, for some people it is 2-3 days, sometimes it's 7 days. You never know. So to have this on your mind constantly is stressor number one. Then we have the water. The water, it's the same shit. Like, it's not as frequent, it's not as often, but there are days, there have been lots of days with no water. And this is something that you take for granted coming from a more developing country. And this is not something that I ever had to, you know, care about, because I was, most of my life, I was in countries where I didn't have to care about the water or electricity. Two basic human needs. In today's world, right? And that put something on you subconsciously where you always have to worry and you always have to plan and you always have to, like, pay attention to that. Then, on the other hand, you have crime in South Africa. And for me, it was always a thing about, you know, like, stay positive and just, you know, have a good mindset and nothing will happen to you and blah, 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 blah. And granted, nothing ever happened to me. safety-wise in South Africa. Nothing. Zero. I was never even in a situation where something happened to me or could have happened or whatever. Like, never. So I personally did not have to worry about it. But you're constantly hearing about other people's stories of how they got robbed or their purse got taken, their phone or whatever. And it's mainly a thing of people not having anything to eat. People wanting to, you know, eat. And so they take your phone or they take your laptop or your camera or whatever. And this is how a lot of robberies go down there. Like, people are hungry. And like I said, I never had to worry about it because I've never had anything happen to me. And I wasn't being a dumbass. I wasn't walking around with my phone in areas where I shouldn't have been or, you know, in the park. But whenever you go out, let's say, like in Johannesburg, especially, like whenever I would go to the park, I would have to make sure my phone is either at home or, you know, somewhere where nobody can see it. And it also puts something in your subconscious because you also have to pay attention to it. And so it's this subconscious stressors constantly. And then you have people complaining about politics, about no food, about, you know, no, like, just like minimum, making the minimum amount of money, and then having to take care of four kids. So that is another thing that you have to consider when you live there, because eventually, again, it'll go into your subconscious mind. And by the way, I just want to mention that there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with anything. There's nothing right about anything. It's just how I have experienced the country and how I have seen things and how it has been for me. There are other accounts from other people that will differ from mine, but this was simply my experience, and that is what I want to share. And so literally every day I realized that I had to, in the morning, I have to do breath work, meditation, go for a walk or whatever I could so that I could be on a baseline level of good. Again, not great. Good. Good. And so it had become harder and harder for me to let's put it this way. I have not been able to really tend to myself in the way that I wanted to, really knowing, you know, what do I want to do with this business? Where do I want to take it? Who do I want to work with? And all these questions that I wanted to think about, I wasn't able to do it because my mind was subconsciously focused on staying safe, having water, having electricity, basic human needs, right? And so subconsciously, I was somewhere else. And I didn't realize all of this and how much it has affected me until I came to Germany, where, you know, things are safe and things work. And as much as I I have to be careful with what I say now. As much as I prefer, for me personally, the South African culture, South African people, South African way of life, I do appreciate Germany for the things it has. And then with that being said, it's like, there's never a perfect place. There's not a perfect country. And I am lucky enough to be born with a German passport where I can literally, you know, just go into different countries and experience different countries and how they are and switch between different countries whenever I want to. So that's a privilege that also not a lot of people have. Then what came on top of all of this is that my boyfriend and I, we both offer luxury services to people. Fitness, wellness, mental health. That is a luxury service. With everything that's going on in the economy, especially in South Africa, also South Africans, and with their way of life, with their mindset, with how they were indoctrinated, I'm going to say it, by the government, luxury goods are not the it is not going to be selling as well as in other countries and as to people of other countries. And so we decided we needed a change, my boyfriend and I. And he started applying for jobs in Dubai. And of course, because he's incredible at what he does, he landed a job. And so he went there first, the beginning of September, and I'm going to follow within 2 weeks. And so throughout these whole last few months where all of this happened, I have realized that I have been very unclear with what I wanted, with the universe, with my requests, my asks, and I was wobbly as fuck. And I kept working on this with my healer too. Like, I was always like, I don't know. I want this, but at the same time, this and this. I want this, but at the same time, maybe not. Da da da. Like, I was never clear and precise anymore. And I knew this was why things were not working the way I wanted them to work. Because if you're wavering, the universe does not know what to give you. And I found myself wavering quite a bit. And with that, I found myself not knowing who I want to become, not knowing where to go, not knowing what to do, and becoming really disconnected from myself. So there were a bunch of things that were coming together on that. And I realized that, frankly, like, I was... And when you're not decisive, right? You cannot put that outward. Like, when you're not decisive on who you want to be, what you want to sell, what your business needs to do, should do, must do, you want your business to do, you are in business for, when you're not clear on all of these things, it's going to project out. And so I know it projected out, and I in the past have attracted, within these last few months, I have attracted people who were not completely right for me personally. And with that, I started to question myself. I started questioning, you know, what is going on? Why is this happening? Da, da, da. And so I wanted to get clear again. And I knew my problem was that I wasn't clear. I knew I needed to decide what I wanted, but I didn't know what I wanted anymore. And it took me a while. And also because with me having done hypnosis for such a long time, and with me having worked with so many people who, you know, have overcome depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts and whatnot, I am now in a space where I'm like, this is not who I am anymore, because I've overcome that myself as well. And, you know, if I have a phase of depression or a phase of anxiety or a phase of suicidal thoughts or whatever, I can overcome that. And it's not me, and it's a phase, and I'm good. Like, there were moments for the last few months where I was thinking, actually, like, whew, it's not that I wanted to die, but I didn't see the sense or the joy or the whatever in life. I saw it in moments, and I knew that I didn't want to die, and I knew I was not going to kill myself or anything, but I wasn't consistent. There was not a consistent source of joy for me personally, except for dance. Like, dance has saved me, for real. Dancing has been amazing for me. And it also, obviously, it has nothing to do with my partner. It has to do with me. Like, for me, I need to be the constant source of my own joy, my own happiness, my own thing. And that wasn't there. Or it was wobbly. So I needed to find myself again. I needed to know what I want. And I remember that I was talking about this to my dear friend, mentor, former client, everything, like just friend and soul sister, so to say, Heather. And she was telling me something about, she mentioned something about her future self or whatever. And then in this moment, I had a literal download of what my future self would create. Not what I would create from the space where I'm at now, but what my future looked like, what my future self would create. And I was like, holy fuck, this is something scary. I am scared. How can I do this? Like, is this gonna work? And again, you know, I wasn't clear on what completely, like, I wasn't clear on what I wanted for sure with that. I'm going to tell you about the vision, because it's going to play into what I'm going to talk about next as well. So the vision is a brand named Millions and Memories for people who want to be financially free for the sake of making memories. Not people who want to be in struggle, or, you know, who always, like, who want to stay in struggle. That's not for who it's for. I don't want that for myself. I don't want that for the people I hang around. So, and also, I want to surround myself with people who want to create memories, because I see that in the coaching scene, so many people are like, oh, have that house, have that soulmate, have that Louboutin shoes and the Chanel bag or the Hermes, whatever the fuck it's called, bag or earrings, Cartier, whatever the fuck, right? Dude, no. That's not what I want. Yes, I want to dress beautifully and I want to express myself through fashion. I love that, right? And that's what I want to do too. And yet, that is not who I am, because that doesn't define me. What defines me is meeting people, making connections, and talking about the people that I meet and telling the stories that I learn from these people, and sharing the learnings I learned from conversing with these people and from chilling with these people and from, you know, how this person went from here to there, or, you know, how they live differently because they live in a different country and how they see things differently in a different country. That is me. I want to create memories, lasting memories. Or, you know, like how we went to the bush, how we went on safari, and how we saw, you know, 22 lions lying on the street. Or, you know, something I haven't done yet. Like, I want to go gorilla tracking, or I want to take people on a trip to Egypt and share with them how incredible Egypt is and how peaceful it can be in a desert during Ramadan or whatever. Like, this is shit that I want to bring to people. And this is what my future self, like, how my future self wants to live, is by creating memories with amazing people. That's the people you go on that trip with, but also people you meet during the trip. Because I was thinking, like, what makes memories, right? How are great memories created? Great memories are created by bringing people together and by sharing something with people, an experience, like whether that's a beautiful dinner, whether that's a conversation, whether that's a sunset, whether that's, you know, like a beautiful landscape, whether that's a safari, like an experience, or quad biking on dunes or whatever, like something that you don't forget, because material shit is not exciting anymore. It doesn't stay with you. It doesn't stick with you. Nobody's talking about when they die, like, oh, remember those red Louboutin shoes that I bought myself that I was wearing and da 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 da. Ah, no, dude, no. Who does that? Like, that's not how I want to live, or how, like, the people I want to surround myself with. I want to surround myself with people who say, hey, let's go to Alaska and let's live like fucking cavemen basically for 7 days and go into a tent and sleep there, and or let's trek through the bush in Alaska. I know a friend who does it, but I'm not into the cold. So for me, it's more like, let's go trekking through the bush on foot and, you know, have close animals encounters with lions and elephants and whatnot. This is what I live for. This is what I die for. This is what I want. This is what I want to be talking about to my grandchildren. Or, you know, with these events that I have been going to in Cape Town that are called Ask a Stranger, it's all about bringing strangers together for conversation and creating a safe space for them to have that conversation where you can ask about somebody in a wheelchair, like, how do you actually go to the bathroom? Or, you know, you can ask a burn survivor, like, what actually happened to you? You can ask a person who has been held hostage because his house was broken into. How did you feel? How did you get out of that? What did you do for that? Da, da, da. Like, all of these things you can, or a grief counselor, like, how, you know, like, what do you even do as a grief counselor or a death doula or whatever, like, this is the shit that I am passionate about, that I want to bring to people, that I'm excited about, that I want more people to experience, because this is what brings people together. And for the last few years of my life, it was me teaching mindset and giving tips on mindset and doing all of this because I was thinking that, you know, I came from travel. I came from the travel blogging industry, actually. If you didn't know, had a travel blog and I was trying to make it as a travel blogger. But then I found hypnosis and self-development. And for me, it was like, wow, if I can bring this to people who do not have the world's greatest passport with their minds, they can actually get chances to go abroad without having to be restricted by their passport, but with having an open mind, creating the opportunities for them to travel as well. And then for people who already have the passport to just say like, hey, of course you can do that. Of course you can. Why don't you use that passport? Why don't you travel abroad? And so this is what I wanted to create. And now I feel like I'm fusing my passions once again. I am a manifesting generator in human design. And this is what I am multi-passionate to the max, and this is what I bring to people, this is what I want for people. And I know that people who, you know, who are in my world, they can follow me simply because they may also be multi-passionate, or they may just connect to that one passion or just connect to the other passion. But that is me. And now that my friend is actually the business manager of a luxury travel company, I was like, wow, I can actually invite people on trips. And I've been trying to do that for like the last 3 years. Like, it's been working in the background and we've been trying to do that, but then COVID came and whatever, and the travel industry was fucking going to shit, right? And so now that it's open again, I'm so passionate about it again, also because obviously, you know, I've been living in one place or having a base in Johannesburg. And now that I had a base, I'm like, oh, I'm actually more open again to travel. So I have created the most beautiful trip that is going to change people's lives, and which is going to bring you the local experience. Like, now that I've lived in South Africa for so long, like for the majority of the last 3 years, I know the most amazing people. I know how I can give you the most amazing experiences, and so do my friends. And so under the brand Millions of Memories, what I'm creating is you will have a beautiful, luxurious stay. You're not going to need to miss out on anything that you're used to. You'll have water and electricity for sure. And so much more. No, I'm just kidding. Like, you actually get to stay at places that are really luxurious, really beautiful, really nice. But then you travel like a local, or with locals, by locals, and you're meeting a bunch of locals. So what I'm doing, I'm bringing the best people that I know together. Like, my friend knows a person that has contributed to the South African Constitution. You're going to meet her. I know a person who teaches dance and has cerebral palsy. And if you don't know what that is, that makes you actually not really able to walk really great. Like, she walks on crutches still, but she still teaches people to dance. You're going to meet people who are living life in South Africa, so they can tell you how it is there, and if they would leave, if they would not leave, what they love about the country, what they don't love. And you get to be at a braai with a local. That means a barbecue in South African slang. So you get to be there with locals, you get to hang out there with locals, you get to do things with locals, and you just get to enjoy local life while at the same time really indulging in luxury stays. You get to have a luxury safari experience, you get to have a luxury Cape Town experience. We're going to take you on a sunset cruise, we're going to take you, of course, to the touristy sites as well, and we're going to take you through the whole entire South Africa, and it's going to make you feel like you're coming home. You're basically coming as a traveler and you're leaving as a friend, because in Johannesburg what we'll do is we're gonna eat with locals, we're gonna have workshops with local people, we're gonna explore local dances, we're gonna explore local food, we're going to have locals come and do workshops for us and speak to us and speak for us. And then we're going to the bush, the South African bush. We're going to meet people there. We're going to have beautiful spa experiences, of course. But in the bush, of course, you will be able to go on safaris. You will be able to do a bushwalk where you can maybe encounter, if you're lucky, you can encounter the big five on foot, which is so thrilling and so amazing. And we're going to, in Cape Town, also have a bunch of locals that are coming with us on some experiences. So you actually get to experience what it is like living in South Africa, and you get to hear it from people who live there, who've been there, and who are just amazing people. Because what I do best and what my friend Randy does best is we bring incredible people from all walks of life together. So all walks of life. I'm talking all walks of life. So you're going to meet so many diverse people who have so many incredible stories. And you're going to, again, come as a traveler, you're going to leave as a friend. And I cannot explain to you how excited I am. And I'm going to post a lot more on this trip throughout the next few weeks. Just watch out in my content for that. And I'm going to do a separate podcast episode on the whole trip, because it's going to be so good. And if you're interested, you know, hit me up if you want to go. It's going to be happening in May next year. So you have some time, and yeah, it's going to be amazing. I already know, like, I was literally crying when I was writing the copy for this, because I was like, this is so good. I can't wait to, like, facilitate this trip. And yeah, it feels really good in my heart and soul. I know I want to do this. I know that this is what's happening next for me. And I finally feel like I have found clarity. I have found peace again. I have found I found me again. And there's so many times in life, you know, when you lose yourself, it happens every few years. It happens every few years. And I think we can also normalize that. Like, every few years, we, at least me, I don't know, not everyone, but like me, every few years I'm changing, I'm moving in different directions. Maybe I'm moving still in the same directions, but with a little bit of different tools or different things that I do. And that's good. Like, life is unpredictable. I've realized the more I plan, the less happens according to plan, because I literally planned last year to stay at my beautiful home in Johannesburg that I've manifested. That was incredible. I've planned to stay there for 2 years, having a base. And now here my ass is going to Dubai, which was like the last destination I could think of to go to. But I'm going to be moving there. I'm going to be doing trips and organizing trips. Also something that I didn't think I was going to really completely focus on again. But travel has always been a passion of mine. And I feel like I really get to live that out with the new vision that I'm having for millions and memories. And also, with millions of memories, something else that I'm thinking about is that we will have an online university with people who come on these trips, who can give their courses or some of their courses or some of their training material to a whole academy, to a whole university. So we can teach people who live in developing countries and who don't have the, you know, sometimes they don't have the opportunities with their passport or their background or their history to really be financially free and to be free in their minds and with their passports. But when we give an opportunity to learn from people around the world, and this is also something I really want to create. I see so many people in the coaching space, I'm sorry, but they're whitewashed. Like, everybody's white in their program. Everybody is white as a coach. Like, it's just a bunch of white people for a lot of coaching spaces. And what I want to create is I want to create a global movement, millions and memories of people who want to create wealth, financial freedom for themselves, as well as memories, who don't care about Louboutins or Cartier jewelry, whatever. You can care about that, but that's not like your main mission in life. It's not like you're not, you know, like, it's not your main mission in life. Fuck. Like, your main mission is in life is to meet people and to create memories that you want to create and to have a good time. Because why the fuck are we on this planet if we cannot have a good time and if we don't know how to have a good time? And Louboutins are not going to give you joy for a lasting time. But memories and conversations and meeting strangers and making friends and travels and whatever, they're going to leave you with memories for the rest of your life. You're going to want to tell your grandkids about it. Wow. I feel like I've now said everything that I wanted to share with you today. I feel free. I feel like something has been lifted from my shoulders, and I've been meaning to tell you this for a long time. And I'm excited for what's coming, and I'm excited for what I'm creating. I'm excited for the people that I'm going to meet, of course. And if you want to be part of the movement, just know that it's coming. The Instagram is coming. Everything else is coming. And yeah, we're going to have some fun and we're going to create some beautiful memories.